I had a pretty good long weekend, and I hope you did too. My kids had a less good long weekend, in my opinion, although they were fine and had a good time, but we'll get to it.
Your Daily Lex.
It's going to be one of those episodes where I pull up my calendar so I can remember exactly what happened. But it was a good weekend. On Friday evening, I went over to my buddy Rob's house. He was hosting various people in his backyard at his pool. We had a lovely meal together and had some time in the pool. And it was just at times three dudes hanging out and at times four dudes hanging out. But really a lovely time. It was a little bit tricky because I wasn't tracking my food very well there because I couldn't measure it. And because I had a beer, which is never a great idea when I am tracking. But it all worked out. Friday, I had comedy sports. I had to go early to work on some tech problems with, because I'm responsible for all the software that powers our booth. So that's our soundboard and our scoreboard software. I now license the scoreboard software to a couple other comedy sports teams. But the soundboard was struggling a little bit, and it's because of the crappy laptops we use there. Like when I run it from my Mac, it works great. When I run it from the Chromebook or very old Windows laptop, it doesn't work so great. Which is a bummer. But I was able to fix it there, mostly. Let's see. That was Saturday. It wasn't the whole day. I also got to do some hanging out with Liam and a little bit of hanging out with Sierra, and it was all very nice. Sunday, which I guess was the next day, if memory serves, we went to Grounds for Sculpture, a pretty cool place in New Jersey. You can look it up on Wikipedia or other places on the internet. But it's it's a very cool place. I've only ever been there to the restaurant that's in the same area. It's in Hamilton Township, New Jersey. And it's, this massive art installation. It's 42 acres. It's a sculpture park. There's a bunch of peacocks there as well. And it's just really cool. It has a lot of pretty modern sculptures, I would say. I'm not an expert in art, but it's really cool. And our friends, the Spiros, and we all walked around there for several hours. And so got to get a bunch of steps and got to see a bunch of cool sculptures. Several sculptures are like showing the sculptor doing some painting of another thing that we can see. So like there's the painting, there's the sculpture doing the painting, and then you can see what they are painting, which is another sculpture. I don't know if I explained that well, but it's cool. It's Inception-esque sculpture stuff. After that, we had driven because it's a bit far from where we live, and we took our friends home, and about an hour later, they showed up at our house again. It was planned for swimming and barbecuing, and that went great. And they were here for many, many hours, which was awesome. Like when you can have friends you want to spend the whole day with, it's great. And then Monday, Labor Day itself, we met up with another couple, our friends John and Rich, the same ones we travel with the past couple summers and again next summer. And we went to a winery. Everybody got wine and food, and I got a Diet Coke and food because that's how I do 98% of the time. But it was great. We had a great time there. And then we had some time with the kids. The kids, I said they'd have a great weekend. One, they declined to join us at Grounds for Sculpture. Initially, they were going to, but then our friends didn't make their kid come, so then my kids didn't want to come. Fine, no problem. And they like it there, but they just didn't like the idea of hanging with a bunch of adults. Whatever. Then my in-laws came over last night for some more barbecuing, and my kids joined that. But last night was the final night of freedom before school started today. And with school starting today, that meant that Sierra got up very early to drive to school. She was leaving the house at 6:05 a.m., even though Liam's bus wasn't supposed to come until 6:40 a.m., which is when it came. But Sierra wanted lots and lots of time to navigate the parking lot of the school. Whatever. But then Liam was grumpy because we also said Sierra shouldn't drive him to or from school today because we want him to get used to the bus as well, since he will have to take the bus half the time. Sierra's driving half the time. Her friend drives half the time because you share a parking spot. And legally, Sierra's friend can't drive Liam because of her age, whatever. So we're like, you should take the bus the first couple of days so you get used to it. And Liam was annoyed that he had to take the bus home from school today because it was late. And he's like, why couldn't I go with Sierra? And there were two answers. One, because that was what we had already said. And two, because Sierra had already left by the time his bus was late. So anyway, that was my weekend and the start of my week. Liam came home grumpy from school. Sierra came home happy. Sierra also, you know, wore her baby backpack to school as planned, which is what the senior girls do. And now it's retired. So if anybody needs a baby backpack, I got one. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Lex.